All right, and we are back at it. It is the Threadland Podcast coming to you live from the great place of Baltimore. I'm Justin Dorsey, your host, as always, with my buddy, my partner, my friend, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing well.
You're doing well. That's great to hear. Thank you to everyone who is downloading the podcast, listening to us this week. Really appreciate all the support. Make sure you rate us, review us on Apple Podcasts, and tell your friends, families, everybody about us. We're on Instagram at ThreadLads, on Twitter at LadsThread.
Spread the word.
Stuff. Yeah. But let's keep it going. Keep the great support that we've had. First thing first, I just want to start off because I know a few of the people that I play with and listeners won my Rec League soccer championship last night.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic. I thought both of my legs were going to fall off by the end of the second game because we had to play two games back to back.
Doubleheader?
Yeah. One right after another last night.
Well,
and
what a doubleheader.
Man. Right? Yeah, well, that's true. These are facts. But FC Scott Sterling came away with the championship.
Oh, yeah.
If any of y'all don't know about Scott Sterling, please look up the YouTube video. It's hilarious. You won't regret it. That's a great video. But yeah, we got that win last night, and it's made my day today so much better.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. What was the final score?
Well, we won in penalty shootouts, actually. Yeah, it's actually pretty,
it's pretty dramatic, you know, that's dramatic.
It's pretty nerve-wracking right there at the end, because, like, we play on smaller goals, too, and, like, smaller fields. It's, like, 7-on-7, 8-on-8, or I forget how many people are in the field at the time, or whatever, but... So the goals are really small, so it's really hard to get penalties too. And we beat some team that we had lost to earlier in the season, but we didn't have our best players. So it all came back around full circle. We only lost one game all season. We won the championship, baby. Brought it home.
That's awesome.
Second year or second season in a row we did this.
Oh, really? You won last season?
No, we fell short last season in the semifinals.
Heartbreaking loss.
Yeah, heartbreaking loss.
Heartbreaking loss.
But yeah. That was awesome. It's just uplifted me today. How's your day been, Kevin? This being the day after Election Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope everyone got out to the polls.
Please, yeah. I hope everyone went out and performed their civic duties.
Yeah.
As Americans.
Yeah, yeah. Vote. I know I voted. I was worried. I had to go right after work. I was afraid I was going to hit major lines, hitting that, you know, 5:30 or, you know, 5:20 after work crowd.
Right.
Didn't. Zero line.
It's because where you vote is the middle of nowhere.
I waited for about 3 minutes just waiting in line to, like, get, you know, tell them my name.
Yeah.
Got right in there, voted, you know, picked out my people that I'd already picked out previously.
Yeah.
Because you can look at the ballot.
Yeah, we all did some pre-research. I know our friend group, we were all on top of everything for the most part.
Yep. And then I put my ballot in that little electronic thingy and good to go.
And it was fantastic, and you just felt so fucking proud as an American, I'm sure, right after.
I felt great. I felt real American. I did not put my vote sticker on, though, because I didn't want to, but I did keep it.
I put my vote sticker on because this one bar that I met some friends with yesterday evening was giving away free shots.
Oh, if you put your sticker on?
If you voted.
Oh, good
and
deal.
And then they were doing dollar tacos as well. I didn't get any tacos because it's right before my game.
Ooh, yeah, good call.
But I did tequila shots, which I think helped me play better.
Well, sometimes, yeah.
I swear to God, I played pickup basketball this past Sunday, and it was after I went to the Ravens game. That's a whole other topic that I never want to talk about. Screw this team.
Yeah, this team's rough.
But, so I was pretty buzzed, had some shots of tequila with one of our Thread Lad buddies out there.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
And then went and played, and I played really well in pickup for the most part. Was hitting my shots. I was on point.
Man, I did not like running around with alcohol in my system.
I don't mind running around with alcohol in my system.
I don't know what it is. I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like a lot of alcohol in my system, and definitely not beers, but if I have, like, a shot or two...
Yeah, beers for sure, no.
It just makes me feel comfortable. I'm not, like, in my head about anything. I'm pretty loose.
If anything...
I'm ready to go.
You hit that sweet spot, and you're actually, like, way better at stuff. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah. Because you got the... You know, it is, but...
It's a very fine line.
But if you can capture that...
super long.
Yeah. Yeah. But when it does, it's magical.
No, and it's harnessed... the power of the alcohol That's what I like to say.
Yeah, so I hope everyone
But yeah, wasn't hope everybody got out there and stupid. Voted and got hope whatever the fuck they wanted.
Get out there and vote. Vote for the, you know, the stuff that was on the ballot.
Yeah. Those, and voted for the right candidates, not the wrong ones.
Yeah, don't vote for the wrong ones.
Not those wrong ones.
What do you think? Do you agree? Do you agree with the statement that if you don't vote, you can't complain?
No, I don't believe in that.
I kind of don't believe that either.
I believe that if you pay taxes, you can complain about it.
But if you don't pay taxes, you're an asshole. So I still kind of think you're an asshole if you don't vote, but it's like, I still
It's not hard to go vote.
It's not.
You can do it early. It's mad fucking
Although apparently those early voting, or apparently early voting was not the way to go because those people were waiting in longer lines than if you just went and voted.
Yeah, that's what one of our friends told us. He early voted and he was in line for an hour.
That sucks.
I had to wait as long as I ever had at my polling place, and that was like 15 minutes, and I thought that was long, but apparently that's not very long.
15 minutes is not very long.
But I usually never have to, like, wait. I just stroll up in there. But I had a nice little conversation with a nice older lady behind me. She liked my rain jacket that I had on because it was raining.
Oh, that so we
talked about that and, like, stuff. Kept it light, kept it loose.
That's cool.
Didn't get into anything. I was trying to read, like, what she was voting for because it was an older white lady. And I was just like, I wonder what she's up into. But she was very nice, so I'm assuming certain things.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty... Baltimore is pretty... You know, Baltimore County is quite, you know...
Yeah, well, it's mixed. It's mixed.
I guess it is mixed. Where mixed. I was voting, I was thinking it's not, you know... But anyway, I was going to say...
Yeah, we probably shouldn't get into...
We don't need to get into it. I will say, though... dang it, what was I about to say? What were we just talking about right before that?
Voting?
No, yeah, about voting.
The Ravens suck?
No, it was about voting.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know what it was about.
Fantastic potting right here. Well, until you can think of that.
It left my
mind. Yeah, we're mad into fall now. Fucking.
Yeah, we're hitting
daylight
winter.
Savings has happened. Got that extra hour of sleep, and now when I leave work, it is fucking just pitch dark out.
It's also dark when I leave work.
Very depressing. I woke up, like, this morning at, well, it was, like, daylight out, and I was like, oh, shit, like, I bet my alarm's about to go off.
Yeah.
But I, like, wake up around, like, 8 o'clock.
And you wake up at 8 o'clock?
Yeah. What do you...
Well, I start work at 8.
Oh, I go into work, like, around 9:30. I didn't leave until, like, 6 today, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure different. You left. I mean, like, my job is pretty much flow in... kind of whenever, and I can do my work from wherever, and I'm pretty lenient on that.
I don't really have wherever also. I really could, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, but like I woke up, and I like looked at my phone. I was like, I guess my alarm's about to get up. I'll just get up. And it was like, 6:40, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah,
and it was just bright in my room already, and I was like, God damn it, I hate this time of year. I really fucking do.
Yeah, then we're in that weird spot because soon it'll be dark and dark.
Yeah,
and
soon I just won't see daylight.
Yeah,
ever.
Forever. Yeah,
and
I don't like it because my workplace is very dark. Also on the inside, like I need to get a desk lamp.
Really, it's dark on the inside.
But they have like dim lighting.
Really,
I don't like it. I've been complaining about it. I'm gonna get a desk lamp. I'm gonna get a super bright desk lamp because I don't like how dark it is.
It's really that dark in your office space. A lot of offices I know like to have it.
Those fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, just big fluorescent lighting keeps you awake, almost like you're on crack. Just feed off the caffeine.
That's what I want.
Jittery and awake.
I'd rather have that.
Your eyes are stressed the fuck out.
But my eyes get more stressed out when it's like dimly lit and I'm staring at a computer monitor.
Also true.
So like I'm just gonna get a really bright. I'm also gonna get a Christmas tree for my desk. I decided this year, and I'm gonna get like one that's slightly too big for my desk because I really want to make a statement of how much I love the holidays.
What? Not the holidays, Kevin. Christmas.
No, the holidays.
You should say Merry.
No, because I'll put Happy Holidays.
No, if you're gonna be the guy who puts an overly big Christmas tree at your desk, you also got to be the guy that when somebody says Happy Holidays, you go like Merry Christmas.
No, I'm not doing that. Like, yeah. No, I respect all holidays, but I can still respect all holidays, but I represent my team the most. You know what
I mean?
Like I love the NFL, but I love the Ravens.
Your team
more.
How often do you go to church, by the way?
You know, it's more of a like a spiritual thing. Right. You know, it's a giving
spiritual
season.
Christianity.
It's about giving.
Right. No, yeah.
It's more about giving.
So then that's not even a team.
It's
that's
transcended that. It's about the spirit of giving. It's transcended all.
Well, then that's not a team.
That's my team.
That's
the team of spiritual giving.
That's just good.
That's
just being a good person.
I bring,
being empathetic.
I bring light to other people through my love of Christmas.
You bring
spirit.
Light to other people?
There's a very small window of time where I am just a light to giveth light
a
to all.
A beacon of sorts.
A beacon of light to all. And that is between like the week before Thanksgiving until like the day after Christmas. Then I go into a heavy holiday hangover where I'm just like, you probably don't want to be around me that much because I'm in a heavy holiday hangover.
Yeah, you've mentioned.
But I light up in that month and it's all eating pie and bad Santa and giving gifts and all that stuff.
In
I
many,
love
in
the
many
holidays.
Ways you are
coffee
like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, you could say that.
You only light up right around Christmas. Nobody wants to do anything with you. Like, nobody cares or gives a fuck about you. You're basically curb trash by the time
curb
after
trash.
New
yeah.
Year's Eve. Nobody wants you around. No one wants to see you.
I will
you're
say,
miserable. You got the needles falling off of you and shit.
Yeah,
you're starting to get brown. People are annoyed with watering you.
Bristly.
Yeah, I totally get that.
I will say, though, that I dislike how much, like, November, we cannot start pure Christmas the day... Like
Yo, that
November
shit
1.
Started. I talked about this last week.
I know, but it didn't hit me.
We potted a day late last week.
Yeah, we did.
With Halloween, and I just was really drunk on Halloween or whatever. But then I go to the Walmart November 1st, biggest inflatable Christmas tree.
It didn't hit me, though, until last weekend when we went to Starbucks. And it was like the middle of December in there. Like, this is all Christmas
yeah.
ornaments. And then I totally missed that. Like, the Starbucks Christmas blend is my favorite roast they do.
You're a Starbucks stan of sorts.
It's a dark roast, and it's my favorite. But like, it was all I went in there and got my normal like, because I get like a pike, like the regular the medium coffee,
uh-huh.
whatever, and. It was so early, I did not even realize they had the Christmas blend out. Like, my mind was confused about the fact that it's November 2nd and there's, like, full Christmas ornaments out.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not even, like, it's too early. Like, wait till December 1. It's got to be after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving,
God,
right.
We're skipping. Cause
but there's nothing fun about Thanksgiving. There's no, or, like,
well,
the day
yeah.
of Thanksgiving is fun.
But it should be the build-up.
Leading up to Thanksgiving is fun.
No, but it's a
there's
build-up.
There's no songs about Thanksgiving. There's no movies to watch, really, about Thanksgiving. Like, Halloween,
no,
you
but that's,
had that.
That's the build-up, I'm saying, because, like, if you just put out the Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving, you're killing, then people get, you get, like tired of it, like it's like,
yo,
it's like
a lot
it's
of
not
motherfuckers
as
aren't getting
if you
tired
have
of
like
it,
the build like you put out like some wintery stuff in November and like the build up to Thanksgiving and then boom then you put it blast out the Christmas stuff then it's like yes but it's like when you just have it out then you're like it's like exhaustion from it, you know what I mean, like
right, well I could see the exhaustion part but people just want to have something to get excited about, like that's what's so fun about
yeah.
Halloween, like you have all of October where you watch scary movies and you think of shit to wear, there's carving of pumpkins, making
yeah.
pumpkin seeds and all that shit. That's like all of October. And then you just hit November and you're like, all right, well, it's basically holiday season, but there's
yeah.
nothing to do for Thanksgiving.
There's stuff to do. You talk about pies and making food and there's Thanksgiving
that,
movies.
That's all stuff that you do the day of or like the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I get it.
What Thanksgiving movies?
The Charlie Brown Christmas, I mean, Thanksgiving
yeah,
movie.
Yeah,
no,
right,
no,
you don't even
it's a great
think about it.
Pumpkin.
It's, no, that's Halloween.
The Thanksgiving fest parade. Or
right,
whatever.
Exactly. It's so...
Football.
Thanksgiving parade.
Football.
That's something that happens on Thanksgiving. Football happens on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving apparently is very terribly depressing for many people, unfortunately.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't necessarily, I guess, have...
Yeah, you don't have...
Solid...
I guess you don't have friends or family. Because, like, I don't know, my family's very welcoming.
This is not to make fun of anybody
it's not,
out there but, who might be alone on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it sucks.
It's
I'm
a lot
sure.
of depressing
but
people.
I, like, came from a fairly big family.
Yeah.
We always have big Thanksgiving dinners at somebody's
Us
house
too.
For the most part.
And we always have randos at our Thanksgivings, too. Like I think it was last year, like... My cousin brought like another family that they were from out of, they had just moved in recently to there. So she was like, just come. And they came.
Yeah,
I think that
yeah.
was last. And
I remember
I don't
my
know,
one cousin just... brought just somebody that she works with because they were new to the
yeah.
area. They didn't have anybody.
Although I think it's more so, it's like the people like your sister and the people like my cousin, they're the real like good people. Cause it's, you're not going to, you know, it's not, you're not going to ask, oh, hey, can I come to, you know what I mean? Like, it's
right,
more,
right.
You have to get that extended,
you have to get, you know, the invite.
Yeah. Those people, those are the nice people. Like I probably wouldn't invite random people cause I'm not nice like that.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, you definitely aren't, especially at like a new place like that you are. I feel like you haven't warmed up to anybody at your new job.
Oh yeah.
Well enough to invite them to Thanksgiving.
Oh no,
dinner.
But I also, my family, my Thanksgiving's in, oh yeah, come to Georgia.
Oh, yeah, you're in Georgia.
Yeah,
that's,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah,
like, you want to come to Georgia? That'd be even weirder to ask.
That would be like extremely
that.
Weird.
Yeah, so, I mean, but if it was around here, I would. Maybe.
Maybe.
If they
Luckily,
told
you
me
don't have to think about
I
it.
I don't.
You can say, you can act like you're a nice person if it would be around here.
No, I like to think I'm nice during the holidays.
Probably.
Like, really nice.
Probably wouldn't be.
I actually really like the people on my new job a lot.
Really?
More so than other jobs, I would say.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you ever, like in high school, like have a girlfriend come to Thanksgiving dinner? Or
because I always go to Georgia.
That's true.
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, Rachel was the first person to ever come to my
That's help. Your fiance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never actually
had a You haven't either?
No.
That's a tough one, man, because that's so much family, you know?
It's a lot of family.
To like it.
There's a lot going on. Plus, like, honestly, I kind of like being solo on Thanksgiving anyway, because I usually just eat and drink, and I talk to my cousins, my brothers, my sisters.
You catch up.
Catch up with people, and then I fall asleep on the couch. Then I'm woken up, eat pie, and I fall asleep on the couch again. A little bourbon. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of
but
eating
until I
feel
sick.
But I don't
need to be around, I don't know, someone who I have to make sure is like having a good time and feeling included.
Yeah, it depends on how long you've been dating. Because if you've only been dating for like a little while, then you really have to like be a you know, being like making sure they're okay. If you've been dating, you know, if they already know your family, you
right,
don't have
right.
to be like that as much.
Yeah.
Because it's like they know, you know, then you can, like we had an eating competition a couple years ago at my family where we like weighed ourselves before and then the winner, we like
okay.
weighed ourselves after.
I thought you guys were going to be like, no, we just, we made 500 hot dogs and we saw who could finish a pile the fastest.
No.
It was like, so a weight loss competition.
No, weight gaining competition.
Weight gaining.
We weighed ourselves before we ate Thanksgiving dinner and the person who gained the most weight after dinner.
Is that accurate? Does that work?
Yeah.
Were there people that like legitimately
find
out on the scale that you like gained 4 pounds?
Oh, dude, my cousin and I tied. I gained like 7 pounds.
You gained 7 pounds
yeah.
during one Thanksgiving
yeah.
dinner?
Yeah. That's I insane. Think I still have to, I'll find it. I have the picture because we took pictures of like the before and after.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no way you looked that different.
No, you don't look different, but you wait because it's all like water, you
right.
know, you're drinking and stuff during it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like the amount of food you're eating.
That's funny. That's a fun little thing to do.
You know, you get to that point where you're like, you got the plate up by your, like, by your, you know, holding the plate up by your mouth because you can't eat. I love Thanksgiving.
I don't know what you're talking about. What the fuck is that?
You're just
what do you
so
mean?
Full you can barely stuff more food into your face.
Where you're just holding the plate up and forcing food down
you
your throat.
You gotta, like, lean back in your chair because you're so full, but you don't want to stop eating that delicious pie or whatever.
Right, right. No, I get
shout
that.
Shout out to Thanksgiving dinner, shout out to eating until you feel like you're gonna die, and shout out to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, to all that shit. I love it so much.
God, the holidays.
There's, like, a bunch of stuff that we can talk about.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get into any of it yet.
Yeah, all right, let's do that after this.
Okay, quick break.
All right, all right. Were you saying that's going to snow next week?
The forecast is calling for a rain snow mixture.
It's too early.
Yeah.
I'm more offended that it's snowing next week than people start to celebrate Christmas.
They had a national average of, like, first snowstorms. The average for Baltimore getting the first snow is December 14th. The earliest was October 10th or something crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it. But speaking of snowstorms,
yeah.
The shitstorm that has happened with, of course, isn't it always Delta Airlines that are getting into these, like,
no, I think it was United. I think
oh, United.
Or, yeah.
Well, just recently, a Delta passenger apparently, they sat in poo, literal poo, that was on a plane. Yeah. They boarded.
Excrement?
Yeah. Feces. So this guy, Matthew Meehan, recalled thinking, like, he got onto this Delta flight and was like, oh, it kind of smells bad.
It kind of smells whatever. Bad.
And then he, like, sits down and then notices that, like, on the ground where his feet are and, like, his shoes or whatever, he, like, looks down and he's like, oh, it's actually feces. It's all over the back of my legs. It's all over the floor.
The
wall of the plane.
No, I don't believe this.
And he sat in it.
I don't believe this.
Why don't you believe this?
Because
this is, like, a legitimate story. This is from the Washington Post.
An airplane is... I mean, you've been in an airplane. What? If there's shit all over the walls, you're going to be able to smell that as soon as you walk into the airplane. Well,
that's what he said.
But he said it kind of smells like shit in there. He'd be like, someone took a shit in
here.
No,
he was just like, not another flight that smells bad. He's just like, God, another flight that smells bad. Or whatever.
But I'm saying if someone literally shit all over the walls, I think you'd be able to notice that immediately upon walking into the plane.
Well, I think he noticed that it smelled bad. He didn't know it was shit. I don't know that it was human shit.
Shit smells like shit.
I don't know if it was human shit either.
Oh, okay. Dog shit?
I don't know.
Is unidentified?
You haven't actually let me finish reading.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. All right, sorry. Continue.
All of these answers probably be answered if you just listened to the story.
All right, about what happened.
But it's, like, crazy, like, the way the Delta staff, like, reacted to him. So, and then he was like, oh, my God, like, where did all this poo come from? He asked one of the flight crew. They said they think that it was a German Shepherd. And
German Shepherds are getting brought on planes now?
Yeah. Well, that's what initial one of the flight crew, and then one of the gate agents apparently said in the paperwork that was filed after this that it was an older man who got sick upon landing.
Oh, no. Old man shit. It smells even worse than regular shit.
So he asked the crew for help, expecting, like, you know, biohazard kit or some sort of disinfecting kit. And he was handed two paper towels and one of those miniature bottles of Bombay Sapphire.
Oh, gin. Gin?
Yeah.
It's like antiseptic? That's all they gave
to him. And they're like, you can clean yourself up. Because he posted photos online of, like, his shoes being covered with, like, shit.
This is awful.
And, like, everything. And then, so he goes, he, like, cleans up himself, I guess, as best as he can, but his suit pants and his ankles were still smeared in filth or, like, whatever.
I want to know how he got this much shit all over him also.
I guess he wasn't thinking. Like, you get into those seats and you don't necessarily, like, if you
just start rubbing.
Like, it's not rubbing. It's tight in there. The last time you've flown on a plane? If there's shit everywhere on the floor, like, if you're going into the window seat and you just, like, slide in, like, you're, like, you put your stuff up... And then you just slide in.
I slide in all day. I'm not getting shit on my ankles, though.
How
under my suit pants?
No, well, like, it's...
Well, I wear athletic-fitting pants.
And right, exactly. So when you sit down, your pants probably ride up, exposing your ankles or at least the socks.
That's true. So the shit made it through his pants and socks.
It's not through his pants.
I don't know about this story. His pants.
So basically, he was not happy. He left the bathroom.
Yeah, no.
Wait, what do you mean you don't know about this story?
I don't know if I've totally believed this story because, like...
What? Delta believes it. The Delta spokesman said the plane was taken out of service after they landed. Because,
I want to know how so many people didn't notice some old guy had totally... blown up this plane with shit. Like, you didn't know, like...
I don't know.
I've disembarked off planes before. You know, like...
You've disembarked?
What do they call it?
I don't know if that's right. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's right. Disembarked? It's right. I've deboarded the plane before. Several planes. I've been the last person to deboard. If some old guy was posting up shitting all over the walls...
Probably spilled through the old guy's pants.
Well, absolutely spilled through the pants. I'm saying that, you know, I spilled a little shooter of whiskey one time in a plane.
Uh-huh.
You could smell that throughout the whole plane.
How do you know?
Because I got up and I could smell.
Because it was on you.
I actually didn't get it. But I assume everyone could smell that in the plane.
I don't know about your stories.
It's a confined
tube.
Your stories
seem more false than this.
All I know is that if I walk into a plane...
All I know is this is reported in the Washington Post. It's been substantiated by Delta and by this person.
I don't deny that there's shit on the plane. But I think the magnitude of the shit is in question. The amount of shit.
I mean,
I think he's hamming it up.
He posted a photo of his shoes.
I'm gonna look at
online.
I'm gonna look at the photo later.
So basically, he left the bathroom. He said he expected like it to be all disinfected or at least washed out or whatever. And he said that the mess was still across his seating area, and he asked the flight crew what was being done about the poo, and the flight crew told him to talk to the gate agent. Because, like, it wasn't their job to clean up the poo or something, basically. So he goes to the fucking, he goes to the gate crew. The person asks what's the problem. He tells them what had happened, and they are basically like, well, that's not our problem, and the plane is about to leave, so you have to sit in your seat, or you'll have to be left behind.
Ooh.
And he's like, he gets back on the plane. There's a bunch of passengers who were staging some sort of protest in the front cabin, refusing to sit down until the poo was cleaned up. It was never cleaned up. He sat in the seat for the whole flight. I'm not sure where he was flying to. It was like, it was flying into Atlanta, though. Yep.
From Atlanta to Miami, it says.
From Atlanta to Miami.
Yeah. Right. I see the picture of the dog. It is clearly a decent amount of smeared dog poop on the shoe.
Are you sure? How do you know that's dog poop?
Or poop. I was thinking back to when you said the German Shepherd. That's clearly some kind of, it's wet looking poop also. So it's not like you stepped in a log. It was some sort of,
More wet. And
wet.
Like
poop.
The manager cleaned the area with paper towels and like stuff like that.
You can't clean that. No, they
took the fucking plane out of service after they landed in the flight. But like everybody else, like before they took off, they were just like, "Well, the plane's going to fucking has to take off. Just sit in your seat." Like nobody see like that was working with.
Apparently, this guy's a million miler too.
Yeah, he was saying that he was like, "I fly with you guys all the fucking time. I fly all the time, and you guys are forcing me to shit and poop." And I'm like,
"Shit and poop."
This is just like another fucking way that airline companies just do whatever the fuck they want. There's pretty much no like.
I would say this is probably more on the flight attendant. This is a bunch of lazy.
Well, it was a bunch of people that didn't want to clean up the poo. Basically,
and
when he kept asking attendants and crew, they were really passing the buck. They gave him paper towels. They were like, "It's not our job to clean up the cleaning crew."
It damn sure ain't my job to clean up shit.
They're like, "A cleaning crew needs to do that." He's like, "Well, where is the cleaning crew? We need a cleaning crew to do that." But they're like, "The plane has to take off, so like you can either not get on the plane." Although I wouldn't even want to be on a plane that had any shit on it anywhere. I wouldn't want to sit 15 rows behind where somebody took a shit, let alone sit in the seat where there's shit
on
the floors.
There's been, like, flights that had emergency landings because dogs shit in the plane before.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard about that, but I would definitely appreciate that shit.
But so that's messed up that they didn't even, like, clean up this shit.
Yeah, no. Then... The airline actually hasn't fully came out and said whether it's animal feces or a previous person. So, just another flying horror story for anyone out there.
In 2014, a flight had an emergency landing in Kansas City when a dog pooped during the flight. It was on its way to Philadelphia from the West Coast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because of but that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, from Philly to West Coast, that's.
No, opposite.
Or from West Coast to Philly, that's a long ass flight.
It's a long flight.
I guess they're just like, yo, this Atlanta to Miami, this is like 30 minutes.
It's not a long flight, yeah.
It's probably not even that long. But still,
that odor permeates. That was my whole point. Like, if you could have, like, any amount of shit on a plane is going to just kind of go throughout the whole plane. I guess if they hadn't taken off yet, they don't have the air circulators on. So it's not going to be as much. But, like, I guess, mid-flight, it really circulates throughout
the whole place. Oh, yeah, obviously.
So, okay.
It's recycled air.
So I guess if you just walk onto a plane, I could see then, maybe you're like, oh, maybe just someone took a giant dump in the bathroom and it still kind of smells.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a dump?
Someone really smelly.
Have you ever pooped on a plane?
Yeah.
Have you?
To, like, Europe, yeah.
Oh, okay. That doesn't count. I mean, a domestic flight.
7-8 hour flight.
Domestic flight.
On a domestic flight, I don't think so. I can't recall because I haven't really done.
I've never even urinated in a bathroom before, in an airplane bathroom before.
That's insane.
I will not.
Why?
I don't want to.
It's not bad. How old? I guess you have. What's the longest flight you've been on?
Colorado.
See, before I go on flights, I'm usually I flew to the Bahamas. I drink a fair amount before I get on flights, so I'm gonna have to pee like an hour after that shit takes off. Like that's just gonna happen.
I usually.
That's why I like the aisle seat too.
I don't like the aisle seat because those. I fall asleep on the plane for some reason all the time. I doze off, and those air flight attendants purposely bash my leg every time because I have long legs, so my leg has to spill out to the aisle.
They don't purposely bash your legs.
Oh, they do. I've been
How would you know if you're asleep?
Because I get woken up to getting bashed by that fucking cart.
They were doing it on purpose.
Oh, it does. It doesn't just keep happening. And then
it's never happened to me.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly?
Because my legs, I have a long leg, so like when I'm sitting in the seat, they either have to go directly up, touching the seat in front of me, or they have to kind of spill to the side, which is fine if I'm in a window seat because I can kind of spill them to like a little bit to the left or to I kind of sit crooked, you know what I mean? But like when I'm on the aisle seat, I can see
from your body gyrations what you mean.
When I'm on the aisle, they kind of and then I fall asleep, they kind of spill out to the. That's why like as soon as I get onto the, I've had people try to recline their seat. And they can't because my legs will not allow for this unless I'm going to like...
Really? You're not that tall.
It's not that I'm that tall. It's that these fucking seats are that small. Well, so like, I've had people turn around and look as if I'm blocking them from reclining their seat in their tiny ass. And I'm like, no, my legs are there. Yeah. And I'm just like, I just stare right back at them.
There's a special place in hell for the people that fucking recline their seats on airplanes anyway.
It shouldn't even be an option. That's what I think. There is, yeah. I agree with you.
Because those people are dicks. They just have no regard for the people behind them.
They don't.
Like, yeah, I would like to lounge back too, but you know what? I'm not a douchebag. Right. So I'm not going to do that to the person behind me. We all have to be on this shitty-ass fucking flight anyway.
Exactly.
By a fucking coach.
And and nowadays, everyone's got a laptop and stuff too. You're probably just smushing someone's, like, iPad or whatever to watch videos.
Right, yeah. No, fuck those people.
God, I hate those people.
I'm not about that life, but, yeah, just next time any of y'all get on a flight, before you slide in, you probably should check the ground for shit.
Just heads up.
We don't want to be this guy. Because clearly, they're not going to fucking do anything about it.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I would expect better from Delta. I could see this on a Southwest flight. or Spirit Airlines.
It definitely seems like some Spirit shit. Yeah. It really seems like some Spirit shit. But I'm
very disappointed in Delta.
Yeah. Oh, well. Let's take a quick break.
All right.
What's the last movie you've seen, like, in theaters?
In theaters? It's Star Wars, I think.
Which one?
The Last Jedi.
That was the most recent one,
yeah.
Right? Did you see Solo?
Wasn't that
the most recent one?
But I didn't see it in theaters. Okay. I saw it on, speaking of, the only reason I didn't see it in theaters was because everyone was talking shit on it about how bad it was. And maybe it was because I went in with no expectations. I liked it a lot.
I heard the people... from people that I've talked to, because I actually haven't seen Solo.
Yeah.
If you go into it not being a snooty Star Wars pants person,
yeah,
then you'll enjoy it. But if you're, like... super Star Wars nerd or like whatever.
But see, I am a super Star Wars nerd. I know a bunch of Star Wars stuff, all right?
But you're not like one of these people that are out here.
Yeah, I take it for what they are.
Standing the fuck out over Star Wars and upset about every little fucking thing.
I'm pretty upset about the new trilogy, I have to say. I'm pretty disappointed in it. But I have to say, I do enjoy the spinoffs.
Did you have like high expectations?
I did, only because I thought there's no way they'd be as bad as the prequels, which they're not.
They're not.
But I don't especially think they're
the
that
first
good.
One.
It's just a lot of stuff in them that like I don't really like the whole. Did you see The Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Like the whole part, like.
Well, I don't know who might out there has seen it or not though. Spoiler.
Okay, no spoiler. Well, or no spoiler. I'm not spoiling anything. Finn is like someone I was really excited for as a character. He's someone they're not doing anything with. And there was this whole like 30-minute subplot of the movie Last Jedi with the one chick that they did not do anything, and it was stupid.
Right.
And that has made me angry. Kind of.
No, I can see that. Yeah. It wasn't great, but.
But yeah. Anyway. Moving past
that. But yeah, I was just thinking about that because, well, it was. I don't even know the last movie I've seen in theaters, but I got very excited because Will Smith posted.
Boom.
On, like. Oh, I saw it on Twitter, but like, it might have been Instagram or whatever. And boom, Bad Boys 3. Martin Lawrence is in. They've been like talking, trying to get this thing made for
several years.
And Martin Lawrence is he was like. Basically, that linchpin that, like, he was the one that needed to be convinced. There's been a lot of rewrites of the script and, like, all this stuff like that.
Has Martin Lawrence been doing for the past since Bad Boys 2? It's been, like, nothing.
It's been nothing but nothing as bad as what the fuck Will Smith has been making since Bad Boys 2 for the most part. That's
true. I do wish this movie did come out, like, a solid 10 years ago because they're both.
Well, that's when Bad Boys 2 came out.
Nah.
When did Bad Boys 2 come out?
I'll look it up right now. All I'm saying is that they're looking kind of elderly.
No, they are. Will Smith just turned 50, like, a couple weeks ago.
And, you know, it's fine because I want to see Bad Boys 3 a lot. And
it's going to be called Bad Boys for Life. It's going to be great. Bad Boys 1.
It's not going to be Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2 is the best one.
Bad Boys 1 is the best one.
I disagree.
Bad Boys 2 is really good.
Bad Boys 2 is the best one.
Bad Boys 2 is dope, but is it better than 1?
Think Bad Boys 2 came out in 2003.
Damn.
I know.
Damn.
So it could have come out 10,000. It could have come out 10 years ago.
And I didn't realize it had been that long since Bad Boys 2. Gabrielle Union looking fine as hell in that one.
Bad Boys 1 came out in the 90s then. 95.
Like
95. So we're getting 30-year difference. Not quite, but like 25-year difference.
Yeah.
So, man.
It's going to be good, 23 years. But
yeah, 25 years.
When it comes out, it might actually be 25. No, I just like, I'm really excited, like, because I love Will Smith.
And Martin Lawrence.
Well, yeah.
Blue Streak.
Underrated movie.
So, Dave Chappelle's in that too.
Luke Wilson. Big Mama's House.
Big Mama's House is great. I only saw the first one.
I think I've seen all of them.
I think I saw the second one. The only one worth seeing is the first one. Yeah, it really is.
But no, like, I love, like, Will Smith. I grew up watching The Fresh Prince, and he was such a great actor. Was putting out, since, like, Enemy of the State, was one of the first, like, big movies that I, like, loved Will Smith in.
Enemy of the State's good.
And then for, like, the next 15 years, it was just fire movies that he would be in. He won a fucking Oscar, didn't he, for, like, Ali, I believe.
Yeah, I think he did.
But, yeah, like, or was Independence Day or...
Independence Day was great.
Was that before the one movie that I just mentioned?
Ali?
No. Fucking Enemy of the State.
No, I think Independence Day was like 97.
Okay.
And I think Enemy of the State... I'll look it up.
And then Men in Black. And then he just hit a fucking wall of shitty movies. Like, I think
I was wrong. Started
with After Earth, which was just a piece of shit M. Night Shyamalan movie. That's when I was, like, interning at a casting company, and we casted that movie. And I remember my boss was just like, M. Night Shyamalan's the biggest piece of shit director.
Real quick, Independence Day came out in 96. Enemy of the State was 98, so you were right. And also, After Earth was, like you said, was god-awful. It's because he keeps trying to shoehorn his kid into all the movies now. Pursuit of Happiness was really good. Yeah. I really did like
that. But other than After Earth, what other things did he shoehorn his kid into?
I don't know. Name a movie that came out after that. Everyone. Except I Am Legend.
7 Pounds. Did you like I Am Legend? It was fine. It was fine.
I liked it.
I didn't mind it.
I'm about to go.
It wasn't like one of his killer roles. Run through some of his shit.
I am. I'm going to start with. Hancock. Did you like Hancock?
No.
I liked
it. I couldn't finish it.
All right, here we go. Starting with Enemy of the State, 98. The next big one was 99, Wild Wild West.
That was not a big one. What do you mean a big one?
What do you mean? That was a big movie. That was a big release.
But I don't think it did well.
I'm sure it didn't. It was a horrible movie.
It was a terrible
movie.
But
I liked it because I was like 9 when that movie came out. There's that big spider.
Like weird semi... Yeah, the spider shit doesn't make sense. They're like kind of trying to do what, that steampunk thing.
Yeah.
And there's some like there's a very like weird like kind of racist interaction with him and that the guy with no legs where they're like just... Will Smith is jibing him for not having legs, and then he's like, I haven't seen you in a coon's age.
Yeah.
And, like,
well, it was a very racist time for the Wild Wild West.
Oh, yeah, a very racist time when they had electronical steam machines
hey, all right, whatever.
In this fantastical world.
All right, next was Legend of Bagger Vance, which I think he won
That's
something for,
movie.
Too.
I don't know.
I don't
think that was a solid movie.
Then Ali was 2001. Then we got Men in Black 2 in 2002.
Wow, Men in Black 2 was 2002?
Yeah.
God.
Bad Boys 2 was 2003, as we said. Shark Tale 2004, that was your voice. iRobot 2004. I liked iRobot.
I liked iRobot. I fucked with iRobot.
Then we have Hitch 2005.
Hitch was good. See, it's right around 2010, 2011.
Pursuit of Happiness was 2006. I Am Legend 2007. Hancock 2008. 7 Pounds 2008.
See, 7 Pounds I heard wasn't that good, and I think
I
this
never
is
saw
when
it
starts the tale.
Men in Black 3, 2012. After Earth, 2013.
Yeah, and then it's trash.
Winter's Tale, I never even heard
trash.
Of that. And then Concussion.
Trash. Or wait, no. Oh, that's the wrong movie.
Yeah.
Oh, but he does that, like, because he's playing, like, that African doctor, or whatever. Tell the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Tell the truth.
God. Yeah, then we got...
Like, I feel bad. He's just put out some trash. And then I saw an interview with him being like, I don't want to put out these bad movies. Like, this is not what I...
It's tough because it's like...
Like, I was like, oh, he's just making trash. What the fuck happened to Will Smith? And then he's like, ah, oh, it's like, I'm really trying to make good movies. Like, Suicide Squad. Apparently he had like a bit part in or whatever.
I didn't even watch that. That movie looked like garbage. Everyone was not... Jared Leto looked so stupid. I wasn't even going to watch that. But they are making that Joker origin story with Joaquin Phoenix, which I'm definitely going to watch.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel great about it. Joaquin Phoenix is dope. I think he's going to be great. The only other good Joker besides, well, not the only other good Joker, but since Heath.
Has there been any other than Jared Leto?
No.
Who did a terrible job.
Terrible
and apparently
job.
They cut 80% of what they filmed of him because it was like just trash.
Apparently Will Smith had a real problem with him on set because he was trying to like get like into like how
yeah because like, sending Leto rats was and like yeah getting like real into the role of the Joker and was trying to for some fucking reason. Those would be the most annoying people to make a fucking movie with is somebody who's like a character actor and is staying in character. Like off camera, and if it's the fucking Joker, and like what he was sitting like Will Smith, like dead rats
dead
and
rat.
Shit.
I think
like
he was
that,
like particularly.
I would have fucking kicked his ass.
Yeah, I probably kicked
I would
his ass.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this no.
Will Smith should have kicked his ass.
A fucking real job.
Well, because like I think Heath Ledger did that too, but he wasn't like trying to actually be the Joker and like send people rats and shit. He was just trying to be like in a dark mood and stuff. You know, he wasn't like actually trying to be this fictitious character or whatever. Or like how Daniel Day-Lewis went and made shoes for a year or whatever.
Wait, what do you mean?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Why did he make shoes?
He worked as a cobbler for a year or whatever.
For what movie?
I don't know.
He worked as a cobbler for a year? I know he's like the most notorious character actor ever, and he's fantastic. But I'm trying to think of what movie. But My Left Foot, that wouldn't have been when he learned to be a cobbler, because he was a painter who had to paint with his like feet. But yeah, probably like him and the Butcher and Gangs of New York would have been miserable.
Ooh.
Would have been miserable to hang out with him.
That is a great movie.
Fantastic.
I love Gangs of New York. I saw that quite young. Probably younger than I should have, but that was a good movie.
There's a lot going on in that.
Yeah.
For
the nice.
A young person.
Leo.
Yeah, great. Great. Well, speaking of strong black actors.
Okay.
People just came out with their Sexiest Man Alive.
Ooh.
And it's motherfucking Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Long over fucking due. Idris is very, very attractive man.
Idris is, yes. He's got that voice, too.
He's got a fantastic voice.
You may know him from The Wire. And
Stringer Bell in The Wire.
The Office. He had a small
Oh, he was a boss in The Office. I don't watch a lot of Office.
Oh, but yeah.
And haven't, but I do remember he was like in a couple episodes.
Idris Elba was sweet. He was maybe being considered possibly for James Bond at one point.
He still has my full support, and I will never see another James Bond movie unless he is James Bond.
I mean, the only problem that with him being a James Bond is, like, I have a slight problem with people being that tall and built. Like, because he's not just tall, he's, like, tall and jacked. You can't really be a secret agent, because everywhere you go, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I recognize that tall, jacked dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you don't blend in.
James Bond, by nature, couldn't be a real fucking secret agent. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody, I mean, like, he goes anywhere. And everyone's Mr. Bond. James Bond. Like, it's like, you're not...
They, like, know a drink he drinks. Like,
and mainly, when you're a secret agent, it's not just to be secret from the general public. It's supposed to be secret... from the people you're trying to foil.
I feel like that's the main people.
Every person that James Bond was trying to foil knew it was James Bond.
That's how good of an agent he was.
That's not a secret agent.
That's how good of a secret agent.
There's nothing secret agent about James Bond.
I would be totally down for Idris Elba to be James Bond. He'd be a great James Bond. Fire. He's someone I can actually believe beating the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. You got all these motherfuckers who's like, well, you can't have a black James Bond.
He's British.
He's British as fuck.
Is that the only one?
They're all British.
Oh, yeah, Pierce Brosnan. I was
except
forgetting.
For technically what? Who am I? The fucking...
I don't know.
Oh, the guy that speaks like this.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, yeah, right. That's right. Fantastic. Yeah, he's Scottish. I'm sure that sounded fantastic, my impression of
it was
Sean
pretty
Connery.
Good. I knew who it was right away.
Yeah,
yeah. Daniel Craig is my favorite.
People were upset when Daniel Craig got picked because they were like, well, James Brown is brown haired.
Yeah.
And he's blonde. And I was like, yo, motherfucker. He's like, who cares? These are fake ass people in made up situations. It's like.
I would say.
I don't get that.
Daniel Craig is my favorite one because I liked. Casino Royale was so good. God dang.
Casino Royale was. The best one.
Pierce Brosnan had the worst movies out of all, except for
Goldeneye
and Tomorrow Never Dies.
Tomorrow Never Dies wasn't bad.
It was
Goldeneye was the best one.
Yeah, Goldeneye was definitely the best.
And
song.
Then the other one with Halle Berry sucked.
With North Korea with the like sun satellite.
Yeah, and like there's
the worst.
There's like an explosion at the place, and which causes like a tsunami of sorts, and he's like windsurfing it.
Yeah,
and I'm
that
like,
was
what
so
is
stupid.
That like?
It was called like the day after the day tomorrow. No, day.
The day. No, I don't know.
It was something dumb. I'm gonna look it up right now. The world is not enough.
The world is not.
Is
enough.
Is that it?
That's why it's very forgettable.
Or was that other really bad one?
I don't remember.
He had a couple not good ones.
The only one really worth remembering is Goldeneye.
That being said, I haven't seen, like, the past couple James Bond movies with Daniel Craig.
Yeah,
so
I didn't
those
see that Starfire or whatever the one was.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, it was World Is Not Enough.
Yeah.
With Halle Berry.
That one was the biggest piece of shit movie ever.
Was that his last one? I guess that was his last one.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, it really should have been.
Yeah. Although it wasn't his fault, he didn't write the fucking screenplay. But
true. You know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. But I'm very happy that Idris got the Sexiest Man Alive. It's long overdue. He is the sexiest man alive to me for years running now, and I'm glad he got it. It is hard for me to look at him and separate him from Stringer Bell, though.
Yeah, it is
character
tough.
Character in The Wire, like, who was one of the worst characters in fucking any history of anything. And if y'all haven't seen The Wire, then this is on you, but, like...
Definitely gotta watch The Wire.
Sending one of your, like, basically getting one of your boys to go to jail, fucking his wife, and then getting your boy, like, killed in jail. Or, like,
yeah.
That's some of the...
Fake hang himself.
Yeah, that's some of the...
Spoilers. The show's been out for 30 years.
Yeah, the show's been out long enough if you're just getting spoilers in The Wire. Oh, I was just about to start that this weekend!
But that would be unfortunate if you're about to start that. Michael B. Jordan, Where's Wallace?
Yeah.
Also,
he lasted a season.
Coming out with Creed
that
2.
That shit was sad as fuck.
Where's Wallace? That showed his acting. That showed his acting ability right there.
Yeah, that shit was fucking serious.
I mean, he's taking care of all those kids. It's crazy. Michael B. Jordan's fantastic.
He's a great actor. A
lot of good actors.
Before he's done, I think he might get Sexiest Man Alive at some point.
He's looking jacked in Creed 2. Like,
he was looking jacked in Creed 1.
No, but in Creed 1, he was, but now he's like... He got bigger, too.
Damn.
Like,
how old is Michael B. Jordan? He's like our age.
He's probably going to be around our age, yeah.
God,
that's... But he's fighting... So Rocky IV was my favorite Rocky.
That's with Drago.
Yeah, so now, if you don't know about the Rocky series, in Rocky IV, spoiler alert, Apollo fucking dies, who is Creed's, Creed Jr.'s dad.
Yeah.
Adonis Creed is Michael B. Jordan's character.
Right.
So now he's getting challenged by Drago's son for whatever reason.
That's weird. I don't know why Drago.
It's one of the worst storylines I've ever heard. It's an awful storyline.
But the first Creed was way better than I expected.
I went into it thinking it was going to suck. You know,
Sylvester Stallone is like 70, like in his like mid to late 70s.
He doesn't look good.
Well, he's had a shit ton of plastic surgery, and I'm pretty sure he's taking steroids. But I just found out, like, a couple weeks ago, he directed Saturday Night Fever or whatever.
Really?
The one that John Travolta...
He directed that?
Yeah, he directed that shit.
I mean, he's a talented guy. You gotta give it to him.
I was just, like, surprised as hell. I was like, are you fucking... That was, like, one of his first, like, directing gigs.
He paid to finance Rocky by doing a porno.
Oh.
That's how he got the money to do Rocky. He did a stag film, they used to call him back in the day.
That I did not know.
Yeah.
Porns were called stag films?
Yeah, they're called stag films.
Why, because it was all guys?
I guess because back then you couldn't just, like, pop it on your phone. You had to, like, someone had to have, like, a projector and, like, a film.
Real to real.
So it'd be, like, guys, like, a stag night, and you guys would watch porn together or whatever.
That, you're making that up.
That's what they used to call them, stag films. That's weird. Though. But he did it. You can see it. It's on the web.
The porn?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I may or may not have seen
it. How was it?
I actually haven't seen it, so I don't know.
That's a lie.
I haven't.
I know you've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
We should watch it.
I think I may have seen it.
You've definitely seen it!
All I know is that... I meant to look up how old Michael B. Jordan is. But I'm excited for
it's
Creed 2.
It's not that important.
Because like you said... Creed 1, I went in thinking it was just going to be completely, completely terrible. And it turned out to be really good, so that's always a nice...
Yo, so Louis C.K. like popped up?
He's 31.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a good-looking 31-year-old. Louis C.K. popped up. Apparently he did a 70-minute stand-up set in, like, France. Like,
in France?
Like last week or something. Yeah, he's going out with this, like, French, like, comedian lady.
Okay.
Over there, and he, like, wanted to do 15 minutes of, like, stand-up or something, and then, like, he was working out all this stuff and ended up doing, like, 70 minutes of stuff. And, like, I don't know how to feel.
Ooh, I've been reading up about, I listened to the Sarah Silverman interview with Howard Stern or whatever. I'm completely, totally, I don't care anymore. I don't think it's... First of all,
she let like Louis like jack off in front of her, and she was like all about it, right?
She wasn't always all he asked her, and she said yes. So that's completely different, obviously, because he got consent or whatever.
Right.
Although you could argue just the fact that he asked her is not good. But,
well, no,
but they
no,
had
it's
a friend.
Not good.
But they had like a
what,
friend
saying that you just jack like no, none of it is
the
good.
Thing
you
is
can't just be jacking off around.
But he's asked everybody. And he got permission from everybody. So, like, at the end of the day, he's lost tens of millions of dollars. When did we forgive him? Like, when is enough enough?
Yeah, but usually, like, I don't know, you... When people,
like,
go
what
through,
is the punishment?
When people go through these things, they want some sort of... But I guess that's, like, weird, like, with, like, what we want as the public. Like, we want, like... very public shaming and like atonement
I would
for
argue
like what
he's...
you've done, and then
yeah.
we like because we do that with everybody, like, and we'll forgive them, and it's like weird, like, what, because everybody is like this for different things in different ways.
Yeah.
And everybody has a line that you can cross.
Sure.
It like lasts for everything, like, and you can say, like, well, he was a crazy person, whatever. Like, well, there's like stories of like James Brown and like his daughter like walking into the room and like seeing James Brown on top of her mom just like close fist punching the fuck out of her, but like we still fucking listen to James Brown all the fucking time. And like,
well, separate, well, and Mike Vick with the dog shit, obviously that's different than sexual harassment, but obviously it's pretty bad.
Like,
also,
we all have these kind of just made up lines on our own of like what we're willing to overlook and what
but
we're
is
not.
It a line when I mean, like, what more, like, if anything, for someone who's rich and famous, what more punishment could you have than someone losing out on, or like losing tens of millions of dollars? Like, how much more punishment do they get before it's like,
right?
Because people at some point, well, you, like, they have to be given the chance to change, like, as well.
People are very upset with Louis that he's coming back. Like, Puma's, and it's like, what is the right amount of atonement, or like, what do you have to go through? But then, like, people are willing to overlook this type of shit, like, all the time.
But I think that, like, it's up to him. Like, if he still has fans that are still supporting him, then, like, that's what it is, kind of thing. I think, like, what's going on with the Google thing, I think that's way worse. Like, that guy who's forcing women to give him blowjobs, and that's why they had that Google walk out the other day.
Right, which we should probably talk about. I had it on the rundown for last week. I believe it had happened last week.
I think it happened, like, that day.
Basically, Google employees all over the world, walked out of work because basically Google, the hierarchy at Google, was covering up literal
48, I think. That's how many cover-ups there have been.
48 cover-ups of sexual, like, or harassment or sexual abuse. That's how many
incidents there's been, but several have been covered up.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
That's a lot.
That's insane. And, like, usually when you think of...
But this guy specifically was pretty bad. He was the creator of, like, Android. I don't know,
like, but, like, when you think of this type of stuff happening in business situations, you typically, you don't necessarily think about the tech industry. At least I don't.
That's because the tech industry...
But I usually think about, like, business. I usually think of, like,
Morgan that's what Stanley it is at the end of, like, the day.
It's all business.
If anything, the tech industry is way worse because they position themselves to be these, like, hyper, like, ultra left-leaning people. But a lot of the times it's the creepy left-leaning people that are, like, white knights who are actually the ones doing this creepy shit in the first place.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean white knights?
Like, the guys that are, like, super, like, the super feminist people, but then you find out they're the ones doing all the super weird, crazy shit.
Ooh.
I just feel
I've
like
never
that
heard
is...
of that term.
Oh, the white knighting?
White knights, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I just find that, I think that it's weird, you know. There's shitty people everywhere, but, like, I think that
it's just, like, interesting to see, like, where we draw the lines for certain things. But I mean, like I said, like, everybody's different.
Yeah.
About where they'll draw the lines, like, and
it's true.
What is acceptable? I mean, like. He can still make a living. I don't know.
I know what you mean. Like, I personally don't, like, I can't listen to now old Louis stuff the same way I could before because it's weird.
I have not. Louis C.K. was one of my favorite stand-up comedians, and I cannot watch him anymore.
But that's the thing. It's like, then we're not supporting. He's losing out on our support now, you know?
Whereas, that's, like, his fault.
I know. I'm not saying it's anyone's fault, but that's how you kind of, like, it's like you vote with your money type of thing,
right.
I guess.
That's true.
Because, I mean, there's no way to get a famous person out of spotlight except you stop. Because, like, these people that go and protest his shows and stuff, I feel like that's not doing anything either. Because you're just, like,
yeah, either you probably wouldn't have gone to the show anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm, you know, just don't, I don't know. Because it's a weird argument, too. It's like, don't go, but then it's like, some people might not know about it. You know, it's a tough, you're right, it's a complicated situation, obviously.
Very complimented.
At the end of the day, don't ask people to jerk off in front of them unless they're
weird.
Like...
That's weird.
Your significant other.
I wouldn't want to jerk off in front of my significant other.
I'd imagine...
I wouldn't want to jerk off in front of any, like, body just to do it. Especially, like, fully clothed. Like, that just
it's
doesn't
like
make
a,
any sense
it's
to
like
me.
A
but,
fetish.
Yeah, it's clearly... And it's definitely, like, a power thing, too.
Like, is it? I don't know. I feel like it's a...
Is it?
I feel like for him, it's a weird thing.
Well, like, for most of these women that he was asking, they were, like, up-and-coming comedians where he already had, like, a foothold as, like, a long-standing comedian or whatever.
Sarah Silverman did mention that, and she's apparently, you know, like, told him, like, the like, that position of having that, you know, power over, you know, quote-unquote power.
Yeah.
Being, and, like, a, you know...
But, like, yeah, and you're, like, he did ask people, like, all the women, but, like... Obviously, some of these women would probably feel in a situation that they can't say no because he could ruin my career or he could do a lot of things.
Yeah, I feel like the only reason I feel like this was different after, like, hearing some of the other comedians was, like, people knew for, like, a long time Louis was doing this.
People knew that shit about Bill Cosby, though. People were always
that's
like,
true.
Hey,
but that was different because you can't stop someone from sneakily... like,
it wasn't that sneakily if everyone fucking knew about it. It was like, don't hang around Bill.
I know.
He's weird. Like, he does these things. And then he's drugging the fuck out of
him. Yeah, you're right.
Everybody fucking knew about that shit. People tried to fucking hide that shit, too, and overlook that shit, too.
Yeah.
And people knew about it for years.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for Hannibal, I recently rewatched that set he did where he kept talking. He was, like, saying all this stuff about Cosby.
Yeah.
I was like, it's weird how, like, that's what, like, kicked it off, too, really.
Right, and rebringing something into the spotlight. Like, because I remember the initial things of Bill Cosby being called out for that, and then everybody just forgot about it.
But then where is the blame for these people, too? Like, I hate it, too, when I'll listen to a podcast or something with comedians, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, we knew about that for years and years. Like, people have been talking about that for years and years. Like, How can you say that just, like, blatantly?
Right, dude, it's not like with that Weinstein shit. It's like, well, everybody knew that he, like, basically liked to do this type of stuff, and, like, you had to sleep with him to get ahead in the bit. Like, this is like,
I guess it's like, you don't want to be the only person to say something, and then you're the one who's blacklisted. It's way easier to
say that, like, in our situation. Yeah, after the fact than, like, being into that shit.
I guess, but, like, I'm just, like, I've never been asked to, like, someone to jerk off in front of me, so I don't really know. Like a Terry Crews type situation.
Yeah, like, what if you just got, your dream job?
Yeah.
And then your boss was like, can I jerk off in front of you?
I'd be like, yes.
And on that note, it's been a fun week. We are the Threadlands Podcast. Make sure you rate and review us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, all that good stuff, at Threadlands on Instagram, at LadsThread on Twitter.
Yep.
Anything else you wanted to talk about or mention for this week, November?
We're getting close to the holidays.
I know. We got to figure out something more fun that we can do to build up to Thanksgiving. Like, there's no fun build up. There's fun not. Build up to Halloween. There's fun build up to Christmas. There's no fun build up to Thanksgiving. We got to figure this shit
out. We do have to figure that. If any of y'all have ideas, send them our way.
Yeah. I guess there's Friendsgiving.
Oh, yeah. We have Friendsgiving. And
but there
I
needs
really...
to be more. We need to, like, dress up. We need to start doing it. We should write a Thanksgiving carol.
Okay.
All right. Well, Kevin doesn't seem too pumped on that, but...
Well, I don't think
he's very confident in his songwriting skills anyway.
That's true.
I am Justin Dorsey, and this is my buddy Kevin O'Connor. We are the Thread Lads, and thank you for listening and sticking with us. Please spread the word, and we'll talk to y'all next week.